Top of the order, Cooper Kelly is due up, grounded out to second, and struck out swinging on his past two at-bats. He's 0 for 2 today. One out. At second is Wilson. Ferry deals in. Four ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes, and one out. Ferry looks over at second. Fires in the 1-0, swing and a miss inside. 1-1. So Kelly, out of the University of Kansas, a Kansas Jayhawk. From Overland Park, Kansas. Is even in the count, 1-1. The 1-1 home. Just below the zone for a ball. 2-1. So Wilson remains at second after he got to first on a base hit and then stole the base to second on a successful attempt. The 2-1, swing and a miss, outside edge for strike two, 2-2. Rafter is not trying to allow the Rockers to build on this lead. The 2-2 count. The 2-2 comes in, a breaking ball just on the upstairs edge. Out for a ball. Duffy can't believe it. He's turning around towards the umpire with his hands out like, look, that was a strike. Full count. 3-2. One down. Ferry will come set. Kick and the payoff pitch. Swing and a fly ball that goes into the left field side. Running after it, making the grab is Gallison. Gallison gets the fly out with two down. As Kyle West is due up. So West, who walked on his last at bat, also one of the four Rockers that get home today. He's crossed home plate. So Wilson stays at second. Kyle West batting a 322, 15 RBIs. This season, he's also had four home runs as well. As Ferry dials in and throws for a ball, 1-0.
Thank you.
One ball, no strikes, two outs. At second is Wilson. A 1-0 count, swinging a grounder that goes into the glove of Gurvich, who runs and beats West at the bag at first and tags it in time. Excellent play from the San Diego product, Jack Gurvich, for the third out. So we head to the top of the fifth inning. Rafters trail 4-2. We'll be back in a moment here on WFH.
Our hands are very important to a rewarding life. Think about your hands, shaking the hand of a friend, hugging a loved one, holding onto a rake or hammer, catching a ball, throwing a frisbee, emailing, texting, opening a jar, or just picking up your favorite book. If your hands or wrists hurt, you're just not enjoying life to the fullest. See the Good Hand Specialist at Wisconsin River Orthopedics. Yes, Wisconsin River Orthopedics are the sports med specialists in Wisconsin Rapids. Call 715-424-1881 and get on the path to relieving pain and restoring life.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on WisCountry 105.5.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
So Peschel remains on the mound here in the top of the fifth inning. Rafters trail 4-2. Rockers have out-hit Wisconsin Rapids 5-4. But the Rafters had an opportunity to cut this lead even closer because they had Bobo, who hit a triple. He got home off of a Gurvich one-run RBI double, but they had guys on first and third, but were not able to get any more home. So Chris Conniff will be due up. Conniff, Duffy, and Sailors here in the 8-9-1 batting order. So Conniff struck out swinging on his last at-bat. Peschel still on the mound, deals in a ball way upstairs that goes through the glove of Hernandez. 1-0. And 1-0 count for the Wagner College product from Edmond, Oklahoma. Another returning Rafter sees the 1-0 upstairs as Hernandez has the reach above his head to make that catch. 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Top of the fifth inning. Peschel will set in. Look, fiery in the 2-0, right down the plate for a strike, 2-1. Two balls, a strike. 2-1 count. Peschel, four innings pitched, 8 strikeouts. He's allowed 4 hits and 2 runs. The 2-1, once again on the inside part of the zone for a strike, 2-2. So Peschel down in the count, 2-0, and then gets 2 straight strikes to even up this count of 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Peschel kicks, winds, and fires the 2-2. Swing and a miss down low. That's dropped into the glove of Hernandez. The throw out first to Matthews is on time. So a strikeout to a put out. What happened to Sailors in the first at-bat of the game happens to Chris Conniff. So Alex Duffy, who struck out swinging on his last at-bat, is due up. So Duffy batting a 150 with one RBI. The Elon product. Will set in the left-hander. Peschel fires in as Duffy tips it backside. Foul territory. No balls, a strike. 0-1 count. The catcher from Elon. The 0-1 from Peschel. Right inside the zone for a strike. 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes. 0-2 count. 1 down. Peschel with already 9 strikeouts, looking for to get in double digits for number 10. The 0-2, Duffy hooks a ball out on the left field side, out of play. 0-2 still. Busy day here at Capital Credit Union Park. The second game of a doubleheader. No balls, 2 strikes, and 1 out. Kin. Set. Still looks in now. The 0-2 kicks and fires the 0-2 out and away for a ball. 1-2. So ball and 2 strikes with 1 out. Raptors have been out hit 5-4. And Alex Duffy, who's already struck out once tonight, not looking to do that again. Peschel, 9 strikeouts on 76 pitches. Peschel sets and fires the 1-2. Swing and a miss down low. A dropped third strike, but tagged out from Hernandez for 2 down. So we turn to the top of the order. Sailors, who got a double on his last at bat, is due up. So Nolan Sailors, the Creighton products. plays in right field today. Taylor's 1-for-2 with a strikeout. As a set and serve inside for a strike. 0-1. No balls, one strike with two down. Peschel once again as Sailors jams a ball out on the left field side out of play and bounces on the concourse. There's like eight kids running after it. That's funny. No balls, two strikes, two outs. 0-2 count. The 0-2, swinging a ground ball that drops into the glove of Kelly, has trouble fielding it and does not throw it to first in time. So Sailors will get to first. And once again, he's running so fast, his helmet falls off of his head. So Sailors will take first. Anthony Gallison is due up. Gallison, who flew out on his pass two times. So Sailors gets the first off of an error from the shortstop, Cooper Kelly. Gallison, 0-for-2 today, flew out to center and flew out to the second baseman. And Peschel sets in and fires for a strike. 0-1. Top of the fifth inning. 0-1 count. As Gallison, a pitch violation for him. He can't believe it, so he takes a second strike. Wasn't ready in time, so it was a violation. It can be a pitch violation for the pitcher if he's not set in time, and that then would be a ball. But this time was Gallison, so he's down on the count 0-2. At first to Sailors. Peschel sets and fires a swing and a ground ball that goes in between first and second. Sailors gets to second. Gallison gets to first. And he records his first hit of the game. Each team with five hits now. And Anthony Gallison at first. That puts Sailors at second. The tying run at first. The leading run up at the plate. Brendan Bobo struck out swinging on his first time up at bat. And then on his second time, he got a triple when he absolutely smashed the ball into deep left field. There was a wide gap between the center fielder and left fielder. If you can get it anywhere in between there. His first pitch comes in for Peschel inside. 4-1-0. Gallison at first, Sailors at second. And a 1-0 count on the Cal State Fullerton product. He had a three-run shot earlier today in the first inning. As Brendan Bobo swings down low. 4-1-1. Top of the fifth. 1-1, 2 down. As catcher Carlos Hernandez having a word with his pitcher Peschel. So Cole Peschel, 4 2/3 innings pitched. He's at 85 pitches, 5 hits and 2 runs allowed. But 10 strikeouts. That's been the big thing for him. A ball and a strike as Hernandez and Peschel having a word with each other, putting the glove over each other's, over their mouth, because you know, they know that any given sign, or perhaps they can read the lips of the pitcher, that would be a thing that they don't want to have. So 1-1 count with two down. Peschel looks over, fires in the 1-1, and sees a strike, 1-2. Gallison at first, Nolan Sailors at second. 1-2 count with two down. Each team with five hits. Rafters trail 4-2. Brendan Bobo, he looks set. Peschel sets and fires as Bobo swings and a miss on the outside that tips into the glove of Hernandez for the third out. So The Rafters trail 4-2 as we head to the bottom of the fifth here on WFHR.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
If you're a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nacoosa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nacoosa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
To the home half of the inning here in the bottom of the fifth, Carlos Hernandez is due up. He's 1-for-2 today. Had a one-run RBI double on his last at-bat as Ferry sets in and throws down for a ball, 1-0. Rafters trail 4-2, each team with five hits. The Rutgers have found ways to get guys home more in the Rafters. A lot of baseball to be played. The 1-0 way down low for Ferry. 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. The 2-0, Hernandez swings and flies a ball that drops in on a one-hop bounce before Gallison can get to it in left field. So, a leadoff single for Carlos Hernandez. Boy, he's really caused a lot of problems for the Rafters defense. Getting his second hit of the game in this game and then had a solo home run in last game. So number 14, Jack Holman, will step in for JoJo Jackson. Holman, last game, went 1-for-4. So the UCLA product's batting at 250. Ferry fires in, and Holman swings and grounds a ball on the first base line. Gervich reaches out, makes the grab, and tags first for one down. But Hernandez will take second. So Holman grounds out. One down, Hernandez at second. And this brings up Lucas Schramm, who had a one-run RBI single on his last at-bat. So Ferry looks at second, sets in and serves for a breaking ball right down the plate, 0-1. One down, no balls, a strike. Beautiful evening here at Capital Credit Union Park. Gorgeous summer night. As Ferry looks over at second, fires in the 0-1 on a curveball down low for a ball, 1-1. Ferry's allowed two hits, hasn't recorded a strikeout yet. Lucas Schramm was walked and also had an RBI single, so he's 1-for-1 today. The 1-1, right edge of the zone, but finds the inside for the second strike, 1-2. A ball, two strikes, and one out. Ferry glances at second, fires in the 1-2, swinging a ground ball that goes past Taylor at third, and then Broussard comes out to reach and grab it, but by that time, Schramm already took first, and Hernandez is at third. So this puts another hit for Lucas Schramm. Back-to-back hits for him. Runners on first and third. And this brings up Austin Folly, who's pinch hitting for Kendall Yule. Folly last game batted in the nine hole, went 1-for-3. Got a double and got an RBI. So Folly, a Kentucky Wildcat, sets in and swings and grounds a ball into the left field side. Getting home is Hernandez. And once again, another hit. Rockers extend the lead to 5-2. Austin Folly on his first pitch grounds a ball into the left field side in between second and third. So Mateo Matthews is due up. So Matthews, who flew out to right field and flew out to left field on both of his at-bats, is due up. As he swings and lines a ball into center field, rounding third is Schramm, and he's going to go now. Schramm gets home in time. And once again, another run. 6-2. Rucker is having a field day right now. Matthews at first. At second is Folly. And Sidney Ferry back-to-back to back hits. So the second baseman, Blake Wilson, is due up. Who's 1-for-1 today with a run. Well, he's got a base hit and was walked. Bottom of the fifth, Raptors trail 6-2. They've been out hit 9-5. Ferry sets in and fires as once again swinging a ground ball to Broussard. Flips it over to second to Conniff. The throw to first is on time for a double play. A 6-4-3 double play. But the Raptors give up two runs. They trail 6-2 as we head to the top of the sixth here on WFHR.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in 1,000 pieces. Just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Top of the sixth we go. Raptors trail 6-2 now. They gave up two runs in the bottom of the fifth. So they're going to have to find a way to claw back in this game. And somebody that can help them do that. Garrett Broussard is due up. He's 0-for-2 today. Struck out looking on both of his plate appearances. And he's a guy that can get going at any given time. So now would be the time for the Utah Valley products from San Juan Capistrano, California. So Petrel still on the mound with 11 strikeouts, allowing 5 hits and 2 runs. He's up to 87 pitches. So perhaps the Raptors can get him when he's a little bit tired. You're in the top of the six. Peschel will look in and throw the first pitch as Broussard pops it out on the backside. No balls, a strike. 0-1 count. Oh, no balls, a strike. Raptors have been out hit 9-5. And frankly, been outplayed. The Rockers have an error, but the Raptors don't. But that really does not matter right now. The 0-1 from Peschel, way down low. 4-ball, 1-1. One, one count. Cole Peschel, 11 strikeouts today. The 1-1, swing and a line drive that drops on a one-hop bounce before the right fielder can get to it. So that's Jack Holman out there. For a sec, I thought it was Jackson, but Holman's out there in right field now, so he's taking the place of JoJo Jackson. So Broussard, a leadoff single, and just what you needed. So Jack Gervich, who had a one-run RBI double on his last at-bat, is due up. At first is Broussard. Peschel swings, and a swing and a drive into deep center field for Gervich. That bounces once, twice, rounding second, rounding third is Broussard, and he retreats back towards the bag. So Gervich, a double once again, back-to-back doubles for him. Boy, he is just a big-time player. So Shane Taylor is now due up. Two runners in scoring position. Back-to-back hits for the Raptors, and here come Wisconsin Rapids. Orchestrating an attack of their own. As Gervich stands at second. At third is Broussard. Shane Taylor, who's already had a solo home run today. He's one for one with a walk. Peschel sets fires outside of the zone for a ball, 1-0. Shane Taylor batting at 271, 7 RBIs on the season, 2 home runs. Peschel fires in, inside for a strike, 1-1. 1-1 count. Raptors have Peschel where they want him. He's tired. He's a little bit rattled. The count is 1-1. Gervich second. Broussard at third. Peschel kicks, winds, and fires the 1-1. Swing and a miss outside on Taylor. 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Once again, Peschel looks in as a pitch clock violation on Shane Taylor. That's his second strike. He can't believe it. And he goes down. He goes out. Taylor can't believe it. There's one out. So a pitching violation on Shane Taylor. And he can't believe it. He's pissed. One down. That's all right. So Hugo is due up. 1-2 count for Taylor, and I guess he violated, wasn't ready in time. So Peschel deals in as a check swing. Did he fully come across? And first base umpire says he did not. 4-ball, 1-0. 1-0 count, Gervich at second. Broussard stands at third. 1-ball, no strikes, 1 down. The kick, the 1-0, outside of the zone for a ball, 2-0. So Logan Hugo struck out swinging and then got on base off of a fielder's choice. 2-0 count, 1 out. Two runners in scoring position. Raptors trail 6-2. They're threatening here in the top of the sixth. The 2-0, Hugo swings and misses outside. Just got a little bit low for a strike, 2-1. 2-1 count, 1 out. Cole Peschel will deal in as he throws down in the dirt. And a Hernandez that bounces on a one-hop bounce for the third ball. So Peschel now about to throw his 100th pitch. Hugo will set in. Gurvich at second, Broussard at third. A 3-1 count with one down. Peschel kicks, winds, and fires a 3-1. Popped back away for a strike in foul territory, 3-2. Full count, one down, top of the six. So full count, three balls, two strikes, one out. Peschel kicks and delivers the payoff. Hugo swings and flies a ball out on the right field side. That goes out of play. The count remains full. One down. Raptors trail 6-2. They have two runners in scoring position. Logan Hugo, a chance to get things going for him. Perhaps put this Raptors team right back in the game. One down, three balls and two strikes. Peschel looks in, kicks, serves the 3-2 as that's popped out on the backside behind home plate. Hugo staying alive. Here the count runs full once again at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Raptors have been out hit 9-7. They have a chance to really put the pressure on. A lot of baseball left. But the Raptors on the verge of getting right back in this game. A base hit surely would do so. The 3-2, Hugo swings and pops up a ball out on the right field side, out of play. 3-2, so Hugo staying alive here in the count. Working the count, not going away easily. He's been struck out today, got on base off of a fielder's choice. So Peschel, on his 104th pitch, he's had 12 strikeouts today. Peschel sets and serves the 3-2. Hugo swings and flies the ball to deep center field, running after it and not making the grab in time is Yule, rounding third, heading for home is Broussard. Gurvich gets home from second, slides headfirst into home, and now Logan Hugo, a two-run RBI double, and now it's 6-4. Just what was needed for Logan Hugo. Would you look at that? Now Peschel day, it looks like it's going to be done. Yes, it is. But two runs for the Raptors. They make it 6-4. Big play. Massive opportunity for the Raptors. They get right back in this game with two runs of their own. Now it's 6-4. So Peschel's day is done, getting a standing ovation, and rightfully so. Cole Peschel, 5 1/3 innings pitched, 104 pitches, allowing 8 hits and 4 runs. 4 of those came earned. He had a walk, but 12 strikeouts. So a pitching change in store for the Rockers. As this looks to be, yes it is, number 25, Jacob Faulkner. Yes, he is the sidearm out of Princeton University. So Faulkner, a guy that's already appeared against the Raptors before. So Jacob Faulkner, who's had a 2-0 record, 7 games appeared in from Venice, Florida. 16 innings pitched, allowing 13 hits and 5 runs, but 18 strikeouts on a 1.69 ERA. Appeared against the Raptors back on June the 9th, where he had a 3rd innings pitched, allowing 2 hits and a run with no strikeouts. So not much time against the Raptors, but how about Logan Hugo? Big opportunity and absolutely slams a ball into Schramm in center field. So Raptors, excuse me, Folly in center field. So the Raptors have an opportunity here. They trail 6-4, but with only one down and Hugo at first, Hugo at second, and Chris Conniff is due up. Raptors have been out hit 9-8, but Jacob Faulkner, the sidearm from Princeton University, is giving the Raptors a different look. Top of the sixth inning, only one out. Hugo stands at second. And now Chris Conniff being called to the home plate from the head umpire. Hugo at second, one down. Raptors get two runs. Hugo had an RBI last game and then does it again. He's starting to swing the bat really well. So he leads off at second. Jacob Faulkner steps on the mound. He's got a very wicked sidearm, and then he flings it in now down low for a ball. 1-0. Chris Conniff today is, well, he's 0-2, struck out twice. Faulkner, the look at second, dials in, fires in the 1-0. Inside for a strike, 1-1. One ball, one strike, and one out. One count with one down. Faulkner looks off, fires in the 1-1. Conniff swinging a ground ball, and that goes in between second and third as Hugo was going to look to take home, and now he does now. An error there from Zukowski. Conniff will take second. Hugo gets home. And the Raptors make it 6-5 here in the top of the six. I don't know where the shortstop was because that ball went right in between second and third. Kelly was shifted over. What about that? Raptors cut this to a 6-5 game here in the top of the six. A big inning for them. Alex Duffy is due up. 0-2 today with two strikeouts. As Faulkner sets in and throws a strike, 0-1. Just a big inning for the Raptors. They put themselves right back in this ballgame. Conniff at second. 0-1 count. The 0-1 foul off on the backside. You can hear the fans in the back down, background wanting half price beer because it happened once. And here it comes again. 0-2 count. No balls, two strikes. Alex Duffy struck out twice today. Not looking to have it the third time. The 0-2 comes in just outside for a ball. 1-2. So each team with nine hits. Raptors find themselves right back in this game. It's 6-5 now. Pitch comes in and backed away out on the backside. 1-2, that goes in the upper deck, out of play. So Alex Duffy sees the 1-2 count. Faulkner looks off at second. Conniff the big lead off the 1-2 swing and a miss outside for strike number three. And two down as we return to the top of the order. Nolan Sailors is due up 1-3 today with a strikeout. So two down, Faulkner sets fires in on Sailors just away for a ball, 1-0. Big run, big runs for the Raptors, a big inning for them. 1-0 count with two down. At second is Conniff. Faulkner serves the 1-0, swinging a ground ball that goes into Folley. The reach out, the glove, the throw across the first on a one-hop bounce as he gets it to Matthews and does. Excellent play from Austin Folley. So the Raptors, though, they get three runs as we head to the bottom of the sixth inning. They trail now 6-5. Don't go away. Stay with us here on WFH.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly clear tonight with a low of 57. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 85. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 60. Temperatures above average Friday and Saturday with highs from the upper 80s to the low 90s. Chance for scattered rain showers Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 85.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
These fires in Alberta, they're just this very narrow jet stream, just bringing all that kind of smoke down. What it does is those sunsets and sunrises. Yeah. I mean, you've just got this massive, deep red disc up in the sky. It's like you're in a Star Wars, you know, movie or something like that.
The Todd Alba Show.
Which makes sense when you look at the Civic Media lineup. I mean, we really look like the Cantina Bar as far as all the characters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
We return to the bottom of the sixth inning, a three-run inning for the Raptors in the top half of the inning, and now this makes it a one-run ball game. 6-5 is your score. The Raptors and the Rockers both tied on hits, with each with nine. So a pitching change comes true for the Raptors. Anthony Benetti will step on the mound. Four games with a 1-0 record. Four innings pitched he's had, allowing three hits and two runs, but five strikeouts. So the rising senior from Barry University and Tampa, Florida native. So he's on Kyler Zukowski. So Benetti, the right-hander, sets and fires as Zukowski swinging a ground ball over to Taylor at third. The throw across the diamond gets it to Gurevich in the glove for one down. So an easy out there for the Raptors. As this brings up Cooper Kelly in the top of the order. Kelly 0 for 3 today with a strikeout. He's flown out, he's grounded out. And now Benetti shakes it off. Bottom six. As the bunt attempt pulls away, but it's in the zone for a strike. 0-1. No balls, one strike, one out. Benetti kicks, serves the 0-1. Swing and a miss outside for a strike, 0-2. No balls, two strikes, one out. Anthony Benetti, the Tampa, Florida native, the 0-2. Swing and a miss outside for strike number three and out number two, the first strikeout of the game. Three straight strikes for Anthony Benetti, and he records his first strikeout today. So this brings up Kyle West, who's 0 for 2 today, but he's got a run. He was walked and struck out. So West batting a .322, 15 RBIs, 4 home runs. Two down, bottom to six. Benetti will set fire the first pitch down low for a ball. 1-0. So Benetti played in 2021 for the Kalamazoo Growlers. He had an 0-4 record with them, though, in five games. In his second stint here in the Northwoods League, as West swings in a ground ball over to Conniff and throws it over to first in time for the third out. So the Raptors, three up and three down inning as we head to the top of the seventh. They have a chance now to make things interesting. They trail 6-5. We'll be back in a moment here on WF.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe. If you're talking, they
will hear you. We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So talk, they hear you.
You can do it if you try. Let's get back to the Raptors here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the seventh inning we go as Anthony Gallison is set to bat. So Gallison, Bobo, and Broussard are due up here in the top of the seventh. So Gallison, 1-for-3 today. Got a hit on 3 at-bats. And the Coastal Carolina product will step in the right-handed batter's box. So Jacob Faulkner. Will step on the mound once again. Faulkner, 10 pitches, allowed a hit and a strikeout as he sets in and throws. Outside edge, but clips the inside of the zone. 4 strike, 0-1. No balls, a strike, the 0-1. Up and away for a ball, 1-1. 1-1. Gallison batting at 314. Prior to today, as Gallison swings and bounces a ball, that stays fair over to Faulkner, throws him down at first to Matthews. So one out, and this brings up Brendan Bobo. 1-for-3 today, and the hit that he got was a triple. He also got a run as well, able to cross home plate. Raptors trail 6-5, each team with 9 hits. Rockers have 2 errors. Raptors have capitalized off of that. They have a chance. As Faulkner sets in and Bobo swings and a miss on the inside. 0-1. No balls, 1 strike. The 0-1. Swing and a miss inside for Bobo. Same pitch, same result. 2 straight misses. And now he's down in the count 0-2. Top of the seventh. Faulkner, the Princeton product in the Ivy League, fires in the 0-2 just outside of the zone for a ball. 1-2. 1-2. Bobo led the league in home runs last year. Team MVP, had a batting average of .298 with 61 hits and 56 RBIs. The 1-2 pulled away outside of the zone and, well, outside of the park. But just on the foul side. So a 1-2 count with 1 down. One ball, two strikes. Jacob Faulkner will come set. He'll look and fire in the 1-2 up and away out of the zone. For a ball, 2-2. 2-2 count. Brendan Bobo had a 3-run home run in his first appearance up at the plate today in the first game. The 2-2, Bobo swings and pulls the ball into left field. Running after it and making the grab is Kyle West. So they put West back out at left field. They have Holly at third. And so that's been the defensive alignment change for the Rockers. So Bobo flies out. And this is the shortstop, Garrett Broussard, who was able to get a hit on his last at bat. One RBI for Broussard. As Faulkner fires in the sidearm and comes in the zone for a strike, 0-1. So the Rafters had a 3-up and 3-down inning. The Rockers are looking to retire the side here early, here in the top of the 7th. 2 down, Faulkner fires in the 0-1 just below the zone for a ball, 1-1. Rafters were down 6-2, but 3 runs in the top of the 6 has made this a 1-run ball game. They're down 6-5 now. Pitch comes away just outside of the zone for a ball, 2-1. Two balls, a strike. Top of the 7th inning, 2 down. Faulkner sidearms the 2-1, and just a little bit above the zone. Hernandez liked it. He was shaking his head in approval. Liked the pitch, but the umpire didn't call it a third ball. So a 3-1 count. Three balls, a strike. 2 down. Garrett Broussard is ahead in the count. The 3-1. Down low, below the zone for ball number 4. Broussard will take first, and the tying run is at first. And this brings up Jack Gervich, who's had a big day himself. 2-for-3 today. Gervich had that 1-run RBI double. So 2-for-3, crossed home plate. And he's also driven in a run. So he is quite the hitter. Batting a 304, leading the team in home runs with 4 and RBIs with 14. As today he got his 15th. Faulkner fires in a curveball inside of the zone. 4-1, 1-0. 1-0 count. At first is Broussard. The leading run at the plate with Gervich. The 1-0 from Faulkner. Swing and a miss, outside edge. For a strike, 1-1. One ball, one strike, 2 down. Faulkner will come set. And pickoff attempt over at first and sliding head first in the bag was Broussard. Peschel got Hugo earlier this game on a pickoff attempt, so the Rafters have to be careful as once again thrown over to first. And sliding safe was Broussard. 1-1 count. Gervich, the University of San Diego product, as once again the pickoff attempts at first. That's 3 times in a row. A couple boos around the Rockers faithful. Faulkner glances over at first once again. As once again the checkoff at first. That's the 4th time in a row. Broussard looks back towards the dugout and saying, are you serious? That's 4 times. He was smiling there for a bit. He's saying, as the 1-1 comes in, inside at 4 strike, 1-2. 2 down, top of the 7th. Second game of a doubleheader here on this Wednesday evening. 1-2 count. Gervich, the left-hander on Jacob Faulkner, the right-handed pitcher. At first is Broussard, the 1-2. Swinging a ball pulled out on the left field side. Out of play, 1-2 still. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Broussard, once again the leadoff. Faulkner sets and fires the 1-2 up and out of the zone for a ball. 2-2. So Gervich has done well to fight in this count. Shane Taylor up on deck. The 2-2. Gervich swings and hits a jam shot into shallow left center field, and running after it and diving and making the catch is Kyle West. Gervich thought he had it there for a second, but the left fielder West makes an acrobatic play for the third out. So the Raptors trail 6-5 as we head to the bottom of the seventh here on WFH.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Mom used to scream about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy till Mom went to Al-Anon. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the seventh we go. Rafters trail 6-5. Anthony Benetti still on the mound. So Carlos Hernandez has been a problem for the Rafters defense. He's due up. So he's 2-for-3 today with two runs as Benetti fires in and Hernandez pops one out. Foul side, 0-1. He's also had an RBI. No balls a strike. Bottom of the seventh, Rafters three runs in the top of the sixth. As they had a 3-up and 3-down inning in the bottom of the sixth as Benetti throws down in the dirt for a ball, 1-1. So Gervich and Conniff are shifted back towards shallow right as the 1-1 comes in just outside of the zone for a ball, 2-1. And perhaps the same with Broussard and Taylor, they're all shifted back. The defensive alignment of the infield has shifted, I would say, 4 or 5 steps back. As the 2-1 swing and a popped up ball out on the right side, out of play, counts at 2-2. So Benetti, one strikeout so far. Looking for his second here. Each team with 9 hits. But the Rockers lead by 1. The 2-2, swinging a ground ball over to Taylor at third. Fields it in the glove. The throw across the diamond is to Gervich on the money for one down. So that's perhaps why the infield for the Rafters has backed up. Because you look at Hernandez, always hits those hard ground balls, hard line drives. So Taylor does well to back up and understand that